Track 11. Module 2. Listening 1. Page 28. Exercise 3. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1.
Ruth, it seems that researchers have been taking more interest in the emotional life of animals recently.
Indeed. What's known as animal sentience is an exciting and rapidly developing area. Evidence is building up to suggest that animals can show emotions similar to human empathy. And this goes for various species, both wild and domestic, anything from monkeys to sheep. People have often found it difficult to believe that animals experience emotions, since these aren't evident on their expressions in the same way as with humans. But that doesn't mean that those feelings are not there.
I see.
Like, there was the case of a whale that was freed from some plastic netting by researchers in California. Afterwards, the whale gave an hour-long performance of leaps and dives in front of its rescuers. What emotions was it portraying? Joy? Gratitude? We don't know exactly, but it was apparent that something along those lines was being expressed.
Well, that may be the case, but I have my doubts about sheep.
Surprisingly, in test conditions, sheep have shown the whole range of emotions, so perhaps they're not as silly as they sometimes appear.
Extract 2.
Today, I'd like to talk about white-handed gibbons, members of the ape family, which live in tropical forests and spend almost all their lives up in the trees. They are one of the few animals that brachiate. That means they swing themselves along the undersides of branches using only their arms. Not only that, they're also amazing long jumpers. You see, when they reach the edge of the tree, they have to jump across to the next. However, unlike other jumping animals, such as frogs that have unusually long hind legs, gibbons' bodies don't have any obvious adjustments to help them. The trick is in the way the gibbons swing their upper bodies and arms, which means the force of the leap is being transmitted along the length of their bodies, amplifying its effect. This is rather like a trick used by ancient Greek athletes when performing the long jump. They would carry heavy 9-kilo weights in each hand. Before jumping, they swung them back and forth, then forwards as they took off and backwards as they landed. Gibbons, using a similar technique, have been seen to jump lengths of over 10 metres.
Extract 3.
One man who's found happiness and fulfillment in a new way of life is John Raybridge. A successful travel agent in London for many years, John enjoyed a good lifestyle, had a well-paid job. However, when the business took a downturn, this set John thinking. Suddenly, the lists of sales figures and targets that his life had centred on up till then no longer filled him with the same enthusiasm. So he made the decision to take a year out and go and work with wildlife in Africa as a volunteer. He sold up and flew out to a wildlife rescue centre. He takes up the story.
I ended up working at a centre that specialises in bringing up lion cubs born in captivity so that they can be released into the wild. Together with other helpers, I gradually trained the cubs to hunt and kill so they'd be able to survive on their own. The toughest aspect of the job was parting from them, the moment when they're introduced into their natural habitat. Firstly, though, I had to build their confidence by taking them for twice daily walks into the jungle, doing what a lioness might do for her offspring. An unforgettable experience.